Hello and welcome to episode 006 of the Bunch of the Gap podcast. I'm here today with Dave and Adam with a special episode. We're all here together.
Yeah, man. Welcome to the Bunt Cave.
Hey.
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Today we have a segment called Sweet Nicknames, which Dave will explain in a little bit. And then I'm going to read you some facts from a giant book I brought over called Chronicles of Baseball by John Mino.
So the Blue Jays signed TJ House. TJ is not his real name. His actual name is Glenn Anthony. TJ stands for Tiger Jr., and he's adopted this nickname and carried it with him basically as a baseball player. So what we looked at was there's some great nicknames in baseball, and we wanted to see if we could apply the same logic to some of the Blue Jays players that don't have nicknames right now. So, you know, TJ's rocking a pretty solid nickname. You know, Josh Donaldson's got the Bringer of Rain, but there's some guys who don't have nicknames, and we thought that we could take a look at those guys and maybe give them some, and then take a look at some of the really funny ones around the league as well. So should we start off with some of the good ones that exist around the league, and then we'll get to what we came up with for some of the Jays players?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
So my absolute favorites, I found this after the Travis Shaw trade. Travis Shaw is nicknamed, according to Baseball Reference, the mayor of Ding Dong City. I just think that's fabulous. Good for you, Travis. It was actually given to him by a writer named Jared Carabas from the from Barstool Sports, and he came up with a nickname based on something he used to be called back in his childhood wiffle ball days, and gave it to Travis Shaw as a little passing of the torch, you would say.
Mayor of Ding Dong City is something that I wish you guys would call me when we play baseball, so just putting it out there, letting you know, please refer to me as that going forward.
I'm going
to
remember that.
Yep.
Is there a deputy to Ding Dong City?
Maybe an assistant to the mayor.
I really enjoy this one. Billy Butler, a.k.a. Country Breakfast.
Yep.
Another one that was given to him by a baseball writer. These are terrible, actually. Bryce Harper has two nicknames, according to Baseball Reference. Bam Bam and Mondo.
I like Bam Bam.
You like Bam Bam?
Bam Bam Harper, because he's young and he's got a big bat.
He's kind of got the hair.
Yeah.
I guess I can see. I can maybe be turned on to Bam Bam.
Now, was that self-anointed, or?
Baseball Reference doesn't give a whole lot of background on all these. Evan Gaddis, a.k.a. El Oso Blanco, yeah. The White Bear.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a very good one. Apt.
That's when I read a little story on, and he was in the cab with a friend, and they were talking about the game on a Spanish radio station, and he kept hearing the name El Oso Blanco, and he didn't know what they were saying. And he asked the passenger he was with, and they said, oh yeah, that's you, you're the White Bear.
That's a pretty awesome way to find out about a nickname, too.
Yeah.
So, here's one that doesn't make a lot of sense. Chris Davis of the Oakland A's, a.k.a. Sparkles.
Right. And that's why he can't use Crush Davis, because that's Chris Davis with a C's current nickname, right?
I guess Sparkles is better than with a K as a nickname.
He is Chris with a K, Chris Davis, absolutely. This one's real simple. Everyone likes this one. Brock Holt, a.k.a. Brockstar.
Yep.
I also just like Brock Holt exclamation mark.
Hands up in the air.
Brock Holt.
Brock Holt. Yeah. Jose Altuve, a.k.a. Gigante.
Yep.
I think that's clever on a couple levels. I like that.
Mostly the lower one, but.
Well, Jose is a guy, I think he likes to laugh at himself a little. I think he could take that kind of nickname and run with it. And last around the league, Ben Zobrist, a.k.a. Zorilla. A nickname given to him by Joe Maddon.
I hate it. It's awful.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I had higher hopes for Joe Maddon being original.
It's better than, I guess, getting it from his wife that he then obligated to use it, like he has to use her walk-up music.
I forget her name.
It's probably like...
I think it's like Zelda.
Zelda's Zobrist?
Yeah, it's 100% not Zelda. Anyways, Ben Zobrist's wife is a country music star, or I guess musician at least, and he walks up to her music. If she called him Zorilla, I'm sure he would have had to stick with that.
Speaking of Zelda Zobrist, there's a couple of good alliteration names. Not even nicknames, but I found these ones from the Blue Jays. Troy Trevor Tulowitzki, I like. as well as, and may not be a Blue Jay for much longer, Edwin Elpido Encarnacion.
Juliana Zobrist.
Yeah, I like
it's
Zelda
pretty
better.
Much Zelda.
Yeah.
So, speaking of the Blue Jays, what do you think of Blue Jays and their nicknames?
Well, okay, so can we name a few of the ones that exist? So there's Bringer of Rain.
Joey Bats. E5.
Is BJ still a nickname?
E5?
Yeah, that was when Edwin used to play third base and make all the errors, right?
Oh, I see. Oh,
it's an old one. It's not used anymore. After he got good and stopped playing third base, it's not used anymore?
Yeah.
Roberto Osuna is credited with 2 on Baseball Reference, Little Cannon and Osuna Matata.
Right, well, I'm familiar with Osuna Matata.
Devin Travis is Baby, right?
I can see why.
Something Baby? Or is it just Baby?
He may not be Baby after today's show.
Yeah. You got something
so,
for
him? Well, yeah, what we've done is for any of the players who didn't currently have a nickname, we tried to come up with something better for what they have. So Adam came up with some, I came up with some, Nick has some too. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the 25-man roster and try to come up with some good nicknames. Anyone have anyone for Danny Barnes?
Darwin.
Danny Darwin?
Darwin Barnes has a pretty good ring to it for some reason.
I mean, Danny Barnburner works really well.
I had Stormy Barnes.
Same vein on that.
I'm pretty partial to all of mine, so Stormy Barnes, I think, wins. any for Joe Biagini?
Yeah, I thought Genie was the obvious one. But
oh, Genie's a good one.
Genie's great, and you can use it in a couple different ways. When Gibby's making the call at the bullpen, you can say, you know, he's rubbing the bottle, bringing the genie out. I like the idea, you know, 3 wishes, you need to get 3 outs for the inning. I really like Genie. I think they could really run with that.
All right, I had Big Joe Biagini, just because it's big is kind of almost in his last name.
I call him Joe B just sometimes. I don't
Joe
know.
Joe B? All right.
Joe B.
Joe B. Did you guys come up with anything for Mike Bulsinger?
Super Bulsinger?
I'm sure I could if I tried, but if I cared enough about Mike Bulsinger.
In fact, I'm going to evolve that one into just halftime.
Halftime Bulsinger?
No, because this is like the Super Bowl singer.
Oh, okay. I had...
okay, I kind of like that.
That's better than I had. I had Mike Rockin' Bulsinger. Anything for Matt Dermody?
Did we skip Ryan Borucki?
Well... I mean, is he really on the roster?
Guys, I had a good one for the... I had the Rook of Pitchmond. No? Nothing?
I mean, I had Tricky Borucki. That's all I had.
Oh, man. I put some work into that.
Okay.
I hope Ryan Borucki puts that much work into spring training.
Okay. Anything for Matt Dermody?
No.
Mm-mm.
It sounds like a vacuum cleaner. Like I.
He looks like a vacuum cleaner salesman.
So because Matt Dermody was, I think, the guy running around in a jockstrap.
He was.
When the Jays celebrated, I have Matt the Body Dermody.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It doesn't even work that well.
No, it doesn't.
But anything for Marco Estrada?
Estrada is pretty prevalent.
Yeah.
I like that.
Ooh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So because Estrada means road in Spanish, I have Marco El Guerrero Estrada, and El Guerrero means warrior or the warrior.
So Marco the road warrior?
Maybe. I actually don't know how the... if that works at all.
I don't speak Spanish, so no.
I was looking
not.
At you because you. I don't know if El Guerrero Estrada means the warrior road.
You probably just offended like 13 Spanish people.
Not ones that listen to this podcast. Chad Jurado?
No.
I just had the Chad. Okay. What's your next one?
I had Justin Smoke on here.
Mm. Okay.
I had 2 for him.
Okay. Okay, I don't think you can call him either of those things.
I mean, the Big Smoke works. He plays in Toronto. The Big Smoke's apparently a nickname for Toronto that no one ever uses.
There's a Big Smoke burger.
Yeah, it's
actually in the Eaton Center. He might own that.
Well, because I don't think he's very good, and I don't see what anyone sees in him, I've called him Smoke Screen.
That's good. Yeah, smoke and mirrors.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. I had one for Dominic Leone. It's not great, but it's, you know, he's playing in Canada now, so just the Dominator. It's pretty good for a pitcher.
I had the Leone King.
I would love to see Dominic Leone become the Dominator, if you can get to that kind of level.
Hey, man, it'd be cool to see the Dominator's coming in. All right. Anything for Aaron Loop?
No.
I had Infinite Loop. just because it feels like whenever he comes in, you know what's going to happen. You've seen it all before. Okay. What's your next one?
I've got Kendrys Morales.
Oh, yeah?
Richoncho.
Richoncho?
It's Spanish for chubby.
Okay.
I actually looked that up in the English to Spanish.
I like Richoncho Morales a little bit.
Like that, I mean, it rolls off the tongue.
Pudge Rodriguez was, you know, a thing. I had for Kendrys, I have Kamo. That's all I got. I don't know. Yeah.
And the Morales of the story is?
I mean, I suppose you could also just go with Elmo, but like,
yeah,
Elmo, you know. All right,
Chaunch Morales.
Yeah. Any what else? What else you got on here?
Fierce Steve Pierce.
Oh, okay.
I like that one. Can he come out to Fierce by Beyonce every time?
Yeah, man. The whole team would.
For Bo Schultz, I came up with Bozone.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot like Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I know what it's intended for.
Bozone?
I was looking for something like come out the play of like the Hazard, because Bo is one of the characters from Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay.
But then I quit because...
Well, okay, so since he's a pitcher, could he also just be Elbo?
The elbow.
Yeah, come on.
The elbow?
Yeah, elbow. Which is just the bow.
Or I thought you meant like elbow.
I think it means both.
It's
a good nickname bow, should have more than one point.
Elbow, because you know, he's a pitcher. All right. What do you got for Russ Martin?
I don't have one.
I like the ambassador.
Oh,
he's that's cool. Yeah, he's big on the whole. Yeah, I did.
Okay,
he's big on the scene for like sports and that stuff. Nice. He's from Montreal. He's from Toronto. He plays for Canada every year.
That's actually pretty.
Well, fitting. So I was gonna say, like, I like the ambassador. I also like the diplomat because, like, and I just purely based on what you said for the ambassador, but it also kind of has that like diplomatic means, like, but also, you know, I'm thinking of.
A bar fridge. The diplomat is also the name of a bar fridge.
That's not what I was thinking
of. The Danby diplomat.
I was thinking of when...
You know you're allowed to laugh into the mic, you know? Like
Prince Fielder was going to rush the mound and Russ Martin just kind of like walked in between the two of them and just like said, hey, bud, you're going to go through me.
Oh, I'd love to see, you know, Buck Martinez calling. Oh, the diplomat's coming out now.
So I had him as the general, too, in mind, just because, you know...
The arbiter?
Kind of calls the plays. Devin Travis.
So he's not a baby?
Didn't we talk about that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess he's the baby. I have him as Devin the toddler Travis.
Oh, he's grown up a little now.
Well, because he's second base, and so he's in that
The terrible twos?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does Tulo give up his number for him? Does Tulo give up his nickname for him?
Tulo gives up nothing for Devin Travis.
Devin above the waist.
All right, any more, guys?
Melvin, please just come back to BJ. I mean, it's serendipitous. You're with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, well, at least it's not Tiger Jr., but it would be Bossman Jr.
I got the Big Easy for Ezekiel Carrera.
Oh!
I don't hate that. I like that.
The Big Easy. I like that.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good one. The Jays just drafted Glenn Sparkman in the Rule 5, so a pretty easy one is Sparky or Spark Plug. That's kind of cliche. Anything else? There's somebody on the roster named Chris Smith. My nickname for him is Merry Chris Smith.
I'd like to point out, Ryan Goins' nickname, Go-Go, does not appear on Baseball Reference.
So dumb.
If someone's listening, maybe you can amend that.
I got one more.
Okay.
It's Ken for Brett Oberholzer.
I mean, it would also just be funny to call him Bo. Brett Oberholzer. Just call him Bo.
Bo Oberholzer?
No. Just call him Bo in the locker room. And then Bo Schultz would like look up and be like, yeah. Be like, no, you're Elbow.
All right. Anybody else?
No, I think that's all I got.
And that's Blue Jays nicknames.
All right. We're going to take a break and then we'll be back on Bunts of the Gap. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to the Butt to the Gap podcast. Nick has some trivia for us. So, sweet Nick's trivia question of the week. Nick, what do you got?
All right. So, this is a fun one. Nolan Arenado is tied for the league lead in home runs the last two seasons. 41 with Chris Carter in 2016 and 42 with Bryce Harper in 2015.
National League?
Yes. National League league lead, yeah.
Cool.
Who was the most recent player to tie for the league lead, national or American, more than once? I'm going to give you four choices.
Yeah, no, I actually could probably think of that.
No, you know what? Give me the choices.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
I want to see if any of that I thought of are in there.
Is it A, Mike Schmidt, B, Reggie Jackson, C, Cecil Fielder, or D, Willie McCovey?
These are none of the people that I was thinking of.
Yeah, no, me either.
This is the most recent player to tie for league lead home runs more than once.
Okay. I'm going to guess Mike Schmidt.
I'm going to guess Cecil Fielder.
You're both incorrect. It was Reggie Jackson, who has tied for the American League in home runs three times over his career.
Well,
I knew it wasn't Will McCovey because it wouldn't have gone that far back, but all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking it was, Adam?
I was going to say Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking Chris Davis for some reason, but yeah. All right.
Oh, that was a fun one I asked Adam earlier, actually. Since 2004, one player has led the AL in home runs and didn't play for the AL East.
Is it Miguel Cabrera?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So I've been hanging out at Adam Day's house today for the podcast, first time we're all together. And I found this book in their basement, The Chronicle of Baseball by John Mayno. And just lists a bunch of seasons from 1900 to 1999. And a trivia aficionado like me, this is the Holy Grail. So I've been reading a bit and want to read a bit for the podcast.
Yeah, you're welcome to take that home if you want, by the way.
I will.
Okay. Go ahead and borrow it if you like.
All right. I love how this one's written. It's like the stakes are super high. So, fiery Baltimore player manager John McGraw found himself at odds with the American League throughout the season. The American League solution was to hit McGraw with an indefinite suspension in July. McGraw cooked up a complex plot to get his revenge. He arranged for the Baltimore Orioles to be sold to John Bush, the chairman of the National League. Once Bush had infiltrated the enemy camp, he was able to do some serious damage. He arranged for releases of several players, freed from the contracts they were able to sign with the National League teams. The situation was so dire that on July 17th, Baltimore didn't have enough players to field, and the game was forfeited to St. Louis.
What year, sir?
1902.
Oh, man.
Like, what? Wild West.
So just surmise. This guy sold his team from the American League to the National League just so the owner could release enough players that they couldn't field the team anymore.
Wow.
For a
win.
For a grudge against the American League he had.
Oh, man. So, okay, awesome. Okay, if you skip forward 50 years and then read something, will it be as bad?
Well, let's see what they had in store in 1952. The Boston Red Sox had to deal with Bobby Doerr's retirement and Ted Williams' return to military service on May 1st and duly fell apart late in the season.
Mm. Man, military service.
The whole book covers a lot, and two world wars, along with Korea and Vietnam, and I lost a lot of players.
A lot happens in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Not if it's all pretty this early in the game. Along with this one, Baltimore manager John McGraw, who we just talked about, a year earlier in 1901, attempted to sign a Cherokee Indian named Takahoma. The player was really a black man named Charlie Black, and McGraw's move was disallowed.
Like, what? How did they find out, though?
I don't know.
Also, just like, why was one okay and not the other?
Yeah, I mean,
just like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Oh, he's native? Oh, that's cool. He can play. Wait, he's actually black? No. Oh, my God.
Baseball has a lot of things they answer to over the years, and they're no different than any other league. They just happen to be older.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it for the Bunch of the Gap podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, on Google Play, or on Stitcher. You can also just subscribe if you go to bunchofthegap.com/podcast. Please rate and review the podcast if you enjoyed it. It really helps other people find the podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Bunch of the Gap, on Instagram at Bunch of the Gap. You can also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/bunchofthegap. And you can email us, podcast@bunchofthegap, if you have any questions that you want answered on air, if you have any feedback or comments. We probably won't read them at all. There's only 58 days until pitchers and catchers report, so hang in there, baseball fans. It's coming up. We'll see you next week.
No, we won't. We'll see you in the new year. Bye.